She is back. It's time for the return of Flotess, our first lady of the Eugene sports scene. For most of last week, you could have found her on the links in Hawaii. Now she's back in her more familiar role with KEZI Sports. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle at Kristen E. Rogers. KR, great to have you back. How are you?
Yeah, aloha and all of that, Steve. I'm liking this return of FLOTUS, though. It sounds like the sequel in the movie of my life.
Now, I've never been. I've played coastal golf, and it's a little bit different. But when you play links on the island, is it really about the wind and kind of changing your game to the conditions, or does it depend which course you play?
It kind of depends what course you're playing. So I was over on the Big Island, which does have a lot more wind, and it also has Bermuda grass, which
right.
is, I mean, I know over at the Open, they talk about how thick that grass is. No, Bermuda grass, that will catch your club, and you're done. I mean, there was a few times when I'd be, you know, like 100 yards out, and normally I hit my 50-degree wedge from there, and I'd have to bump it up to like a 9-iron because I knew that I wasn't gonna be able to get it out because that stuff is just so thick.
Well, from what I've read, you're one of the most adaptable golfers on the planet, so it's totally understandable.
I like to think so.
Let's start with the Olympics, and today the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team got eliminated. First time they never made it to the gold medal game, and it was an entertaining game. I got to admit I was a little heartbroken. I really do like that team. What was your reaction? But like you tweeted out, does winning the World Cup ease the sting a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I would say so. And I think one of the reasons why we love the women's national team so much is because we've seen them just so recently do amazing things at the World Cup. And, yeah, you know, this was heartbreaking as, you know, a fan of Team USA. This was hard to watch. And then, obviously, hard to read Hope Solo's comments after the game, not exactly the image I think that they want out there right now.
No, I agree with you. As far as the image they do want out there, the gymnastic team wins gold for the team. Then Simone Biles with just a crazy performance on the balance beam. Then the floor routine, just electrifying. Hey, you watch sports. You play sports. That young woman, her athleticism, how special was that for you to watch?
I mean, it's unreal. And, like, I remember being, like when I was, like, really, really young, two of my favorite sports to watch in the Olympics were swimming and gymnastics. You know, obviously we see tennis and other tournaments. So, you know, it really is the one time every 4 years that you really get to watch competitive swimming and competitive gymnastics. And I loved it. And I loved watching gymnastics growing up, and I still do. And seeing what she did last night is just, there are no words. And, you know, you talk about having Team USA put out that good face, and I think her quote after was something along the lines of, I'm not going to be, you know, I'm not trying to be Michael Phelps or Usain Bolt. I'm going to be the first Simone Biles. And that is the image, and that is what every little girl around America needs to hear, because that is so inspirational for everyone. I mean, she just kicked butt. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. Let's move to baseball before we get to duck football. As a San Francisco Giants fan, I checked. The last time we talked, the Giants were up 6.5 games on the Dodgers. That's down that's down to one. Though they did just take 2 or 3 from the Marlins. Pretty good team. Tough set this weekend with the Orioles. So the post All-Star break swoon, you thinking that's a blip and they could bounce back? What are you thinking about your guys right now?
I mean, it's hard. But then if you look at the schedule, we had, 7 out of 10 games were against the Nats. I mean, the Nationals are a phenomenal baseball team. Like, I knew that was going to be hard for us, and it showed. It showed it was hard for the Giants. Now, I think tonight we have Matt Cain is going to be pitching for the Giants, and his biggest issue has been control as of late. So I think that's going to be interesting because he usually has a really good control of his pitches. So we'll see how that affects tonight. But I think getting a series against the Marlins is kind of like a deep breath, time to recheck, and now it's time to, you know, kind of close out the season. And Giants know how to do that. They've proved that in the last, 3 or 5 years. It's just Yeah, you hate when you see Los Angeles kind of sneaking up there.
We're talking with Kristen Rogers of KEZI Sports. Let's move to the U.S. women's basketball team. I've obviously, being way, way older than you, I've seen literally every U.S. women's Olympic team, and with Griner and Catchings, Taurasi, all those incredible former UConn players. How special, how dominant is this group?
Okay, well, obviously they just won their 45th straight Olympic game.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even remember the last time I, you know, saw them, like, lose a game, which is just unreal to think about. And the fact that you're seeing it from so many players, you know, Maya Moore put up, what, 10, 12 today, something like that?
Yep.
I mean, you're seeing production from every member of Team USA. You're not just relying on a few star players here and there. And I think that's what makes American basketball so great on both the men and the women, is that, you know, they have playmakers literally all over the court, whereas, you know, some other countries are really kind of focusing on one or two. But, I mean, to say U.S. women's basketball is dominant is probably the understatement of the century.
Yeah, I think they're the best team ever in the history of women's basketball.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll check with Bev Smith on that when she gets back from Rio. Let's get to Oregon football. You posted something on your Twitter account. I thought it was really important. Obviously, Don Pelham was replaced as defensive coordinator for Brady Hoke, but in a rarity at this level, DP still on staff, now working for Hoke. What did you get from Pelham when he was asked what he and Coach Hoke actually talk about during fall camp?
Yeah, you know, what I thought was interesting was last year, you know, the Oregon defense had to revert back to base defense about halfway through the season, and I think that says maybe something about their learning process. So my question to Don was, what kind of conversations does he have with Brady about the learning process for this team and about how they kind of, you know, take in new information and new schemes? And the players have said they're really comfortable with the 4-3. And Don just said, you know, that Brady has, you know, has his ideas down. He knew he was going to come in and bring in that 4-3. And, you know, DP's really just focusing on the linebackers, which he joked that the only certainty at linebacker this year for Oregon is that three guys will start at that position. So, I mean, you're seeing a lot of holes need to be filled on both sides of the ball all over. And, you know, Don's really, he seems a lot lighter, you know, talking with him seems a lot happier, a lot less stressed, which makes sense. And really just kind of focusing in to make sure that the Oregon linebacker unit is going to be the best it can be.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm writing that down, and we're going to hold them to it against UC Davis. They better start three linebackers.
Yeah, right.
So the head coach, Helf, went into his stand-up routine yesterday, and you nailed it on Twitter, looking for a pretty, pretty, pretty good coordinator. Between that and his remark about Ty Burrell, how surprised were you all with the kind of that tangent he went off on?
Yeah, well, Mark Helfrich never has an opening statement to start practice, so that was just very weird that he would say, like, before we get going, I want to say this. Like, that's just very unusual. And then for it to be about Larry David was just, like, so kind of off, you know, off, like, off topic, so confused. And to be honest, a lot of us hadn't heard what Larry David had said on the Dan Patrick Show on Monday. So we were all kind of like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm looking it up on my phone. And I'm like, okay, this is pretty cool. Like, hey, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm. So, I mean, if it does happen, I want to sit down with Larry David. That is my only request.
All right. Well, remember your buddy Steve, because I want to be there right next to you. All right. So the weekend is upon us. Your vacation is over. It's back to work time. What do you and the folks at KEZI have up their sleeves for this weekend?
I'm actually headed out to Ducks practice right now. I'm going to talk to Pharaoh Brown and some tight end action. So you can see that on my Twitter later tonight. And then we should be talking with Helfrich again tomorrow, give a final update. Looks like the Ducks are going to have their first scrimmage on Monday or Tuesday. So we'll start to see how that competition is going and the evaluation that's underway. And then I'll be in studio for Sunday Sports Extra. So really kind of heavily focused on Ducks and Beavers. They have their first scrimmage tonight. And, that'll all be on our website and our shows.
Awesome. KEZI.com, channel 709 in high def on your Xfinity system, on Twitter at Kristen E. Rogers. KR, great to have you back. Thanks for joining us. Have a fun weekend.
Yeah, aloha, Steve.
Bye, Kristen. All right, 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. So for those of you who didn't hear it, first of all, we got a flashback to, like KR said, on Monday, Larry David is on Dan Patrick saying he could be the coordinator, offensive coordinator for the Jets, which is, of course, ridiculous that somebody thinks they could just jump in and be an offensive coordinator, except it's the New York Jets, so you can't do any worse. But then yesterday, he'll be here all week, Coach Helf decided, well, I'm going to play this up a little bit.
That it's come to our attention that Larry David is looking to do a little coaching, and we would just like to, I don't know who's the most, but we would welcome with open arms Larry David to come on out and shadow Coach Lubick and, you know, dip his toe in the coaching waters. And I've consulted with Ty Burrell, obviously, you know, obviously our lead kind of Hollywood / entertainment stalwart, and he's going to be in charge of laundry, obviously with the Gain connection. He'll be able to have unlimited gain, keep the uniforms clean, which is important. Neil Everett will be shadowing the head coach, and Peter Jacobson will be in charge of entertainment. But Larry, come on out. You're welcome to stay with me. You could probably afford something better, but come on out.
Perfect. Just absolutely freaking perfect.